Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, look, in one offseason, essentially, or one full calendar year, essentially, they've got a shortstop, a third baseman, and conceivably a first baseman DH for the next 4 or 5 years. They didn't have any of those things. Like, they've been on one-year deals at 8 positions on the diamond.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the last 5 years.
Well, and that's why, like,
the bar was that low.
Well, so I forget if it was Wilden Dibbs or maybe Signing Guru. They're talking about how this season feels exactly like the last three. I would argue that today is an opportunity for the new front office to show us that things are different. That just because a team is 500 doesn't mean that the organization has to be in a holding pattern. You're right. Last couple of years, it's been some cobbled together version of, well, we got great pitching performances from Rodon, but these guys and our bats haven't been good. Last year, Snell had a horrible first half and he was hurt, but he had a great second half, so we cobbled together some wins at the end. Like, guys going up, going down. Tyler Fitzgerald's July last year. Casey Smith's June, 2 summers ago. Like, all of those things were, you know, kind of, I think, representative of the Farhan era, which was, we're puzzle piecing together 500 seasons. This is a Giants team in which you do have contracts that are beyond exactly 2025. So how are we going to supplement those contracts? How are they going to support what's supposed to be their core through the trade deadline this year, off season next year, so that next season we don't come back thinking, well, it's just a different version of a 500 team?
Yeah, no, so you said Willard and Dibbs, and then we're doing this during the crossover?
Yeah, I think they're talking about how, well, we're in the same place that they are the deadline.
The results are very similar.
Yes.
Okay, I would agree. But to me, like, the building blocks are much different. You know, when you remodel a house, it may all look the same from the outside, but when you get inside, some places have dry rot, some places have termites, some places don't, right? So the 2023 team, Lamont Wade Jr., J.D. Davis, Tyrell Estrada, final year of Brandon Crawford, Jock Peterson, Michael Conforto, okay? All those guys, what was it all? At the end of their tenure with the Giants, at the end of their tenure in Major League Baseball, on some sort of small mall deal. Like, I didn't think we were building to anything. I actually do feel like, even though it's been a lost year, it does feel like we are building towards something. Like, I do feel that way. Maybe others don't, and they're frustrated and they're angry because the results are almost identical. I do feel like we found some leaders. I don't think if I looked in the 2023 dugout, I'm like, who's the leader? Kapler? That's what we thought. Kapler's the leader. When I look in that dugout now, when you go to the games, when you watch it on television, it's like, oh, it's clear. Adames is one of the leaders on this team. They have a leader. Like, there is a nucleus there. You watch them, you know, warm up before the game. You can tell some of the guys really do get along. There are some young pieces. I didn't feel that way overall health-wise of the organization 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or even last year at the deadline.
Well, and it's also because, like, I don't think that Buster Posey wanted to give up on this team. I don't think that's a part of his DNA.
I agree.
He had to. He literally had to give up because this team has not shown a pulse for about a quarter of the season. It's not a small sample size anymore what this Giants team has been. They've been awful. They've been boneheaded. They haven't made the correct baseball plays. They haven't been able to hit when they've needed to. Buster Posey, they forced his hand. If the Giants sell today, if it's Ray, if it's Doval, if it's Ramos, maybe even just Flores, Yaz, they get off expiring deals and they look towards next season. No matter what level of sell, fire sale, or somewhere in between, it's because this team forced his hand. And Buster Posey was left with no choice but to look at, well, what do we have to trade? Because I can't invest in this team. I think if the Giants, again, had shown any sort of life in the last week during this homestand,
yeah,
he would have given them something.
I would agree.
He would have given them some reinforcements, but he can't.
Don't you just feel like, as a Giants fan out there, don't you feel better that, hey, if a deal's out there to be made, this guy's actually going to take a big swing. He's going to be bold.
Yes.
Okay, you could argue about, is Devers the right move? Was it the right move? Has it worked out yet? No. But, like, the prior regime was, don't do anything. That's literally what the setting was on every single big move. Can you land a free agent? Yeah, we can. We know that we can. Now, is he the right free agent? Is it going to pan out? Will it be a great deal when it's all said and done? Time will tell. I like Willie, you know, and I think he's played a lot better recently, batting .341 in the month of July.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Now, I don't think he's a .341 hitter. It's a great month. I think if he can finish on a high note, I'll feel really encouraged. I have different questions 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, but that's a lot of these contracts that are multi-year. Hey, can you put together a situation where young guys in the bullpen can thrive? Boy, it feels like we have. They shined up Camilo Doval in 1 year. I thought Camilo was done here psychologically. I didn't think he would be able to figure it out. I thought he lost his job, and I thought he was going to be a malcontent and be done. You know what? They figured that out. Whatever, whether it's Buster, the staff, whatever. Camilo getting credit for it, they figured that out. Randy Rodriguez, boy, what a revelation he's been this year. You saw glimpses of it last year when he came up early on, but he's really been outstanding this year. I think there's a lot of positive stories. But the overarching of, like, buy and be all in for the now, like, I wanted those things to happen. But now I am trying to recalibrate, and I'm saying to myself, all right, to your point, how do we get better for next year? And to me, one of the moves getting better for next year is, all right, let's bring up Bryce Eldridge. Like, let's see it. Let's get a taste of it. So if I have to move off of Wilmer, hey, Wilmer, you've been a great Giant. Where you want to go? I'll take pennies on the dollar to just get rid of you, just to give you an opportunity to go somewhere. Do right by Wilmer, all right? That's what I would do. Mike Yastrzemski, let's open up the outfield. What do I have in AAA, a plethora of? I don't even know if these guys are good. Meckler, McCray, Luciano, Matos is the big league level, and the new guy that you just brought in. Let's open up some opportunities in the outfield. We're done with Yaz. He's a good guy. He's a fourth outfielder. Some playoff team could use him as a defensive replacement late in the game. He's not helping you win games now, and he's not in the future cards. Those are the kind of moves I'd be looking to deal. We talked about it in the bathroom as we were coming late back to break. Is there a catcher out there under team control that we can go get? That's something I don't think we talk enough about. The catching position right now is so below offensive standards, it's scary. Like, it is scary hours for our catching position, and we have no prospects in the minor leagues. Are there any catchers out there that could be had? That's a position I'm looking to upgrade for the now and into the future. These are the things that I would be looking at as I'm approaching the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, what you're highlighting is the amount of holes this roster has,
which is a lot.
No, you're right. And look, yesterday to me, it signaled a couple things. It means that's the tip of the iceberg. Like, Tyler Rogers got traded by the San Francisco Giants to the New York Mets for Jose Buto, which is a big league reliever. I think he's also got some years under him still on his contract. Blade Tidwell is a top 10 prospect for the New York Mets. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's cracked the bigs. He slots in as the number 12 prospect for the Giants.
And they need him.
And then Drew Gilbert is the number 12 guy for the Mets. He's the AAA outfielder you're talking about.
I know nobody watches college baseball, but Tennessee, because of their coach and just how good they've been over the last, you know, whatever, handful of years, like, I've got a chance to see this guy. This guy was very intriguing coming out. I think it was his junior year, was his monster year at Tennessee. And we know they're a loaded team every year, and there's a lot of players that come out of there. So I'm fascinated to see this guy. Aren't you?
Well, then that's another reason why.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you.
It's all good. I do that move like four times a week.
If that's where I'm looking at, all right, who's most likely to go today for the Giants? I think it's Justin Verlander. I think that's the player.
We haven't talked about him,
but I do think that a playoff team is looking at the Giants, and I don't think he'd get you much. But I didn't think Tyler Rogers would get you much.
I'm shocked at what they got back for Tyler Rogers.
And who knows whether these players will pan out. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. To me, it reminds me a little bit of the Darren Ruff deal from a few years ago, where you had a couple years left. And you actually got a guy who's now on the roster from that trade, which is Carson Seymour.
I actually like Carson Seymour.
He's not bad.
I'm intrigued by him. And this is
He throws hard. He's got tools.
As we talk about, like, you know, flashing and showcasing and giving people opportunities, I want to see more of Carson Seymour.
Is there anyone today you do not want to see traded? And who do you think is most likely to go? Or who would you like to see dealt? 888-957-9570.
There's a lot of speculation that the Houston Astros are looking for a third baseman. Is there any world?
Well, they're going to need one. Yeah, Perez just tore his hamstring.
Is there any world, I'm just asking out loud, where Devers or Chapman is dangled out there? Is there anyone out there of a Giants fan who would consider that kind of a move?
I personally wouldn't.
Am I blasphemous for even suggesting it out loud?
No, I don't think anything's off the table.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I mean, to me, I'm looking at who's not in the plans for 2025. That's where I think we differ. Like, anybody who's not, that also applies to minor league guys. I don't think Luciano's in their long-term plans.
So then,
if you could package him with a big league player to get something a little bit better that helps you now, helps you later, that's something I'd be interested in. If I could somehow, in a perfect world, flip, and hang with me here, if I could flip a Camilo Doval for someone, say, like a Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians.
You know, I have a man crush on him.
I know. I think most of us do. But that's not a move that's like, all right, we're going to get a prospect, we're getting a haul. That's where I think the trade deadline, and a couple days ago, I used the word buy probably incorrectly. The opportunity, the deadline to me is to build.
Yes.
Building for next season and the foreseeable future. But to me, because you have the Chapmans, you have the Devers, you have the Adamases, even the Lees a little bit, you do have to still have an eye on competing next season. And that's why doing something like they did with Rodgers, to me, it acquires a couple prospects, so you help your system. But it also doesn't completely break you in your bullpen because you got a ready-made guy.
Yeah, and what does the lineup need right now? And this is why I've people get mad because I'm just suggesting how you get better. But the lineup needs a guy who puts the ball in play at the top of the order, who can be a traditional leadoff man. They have failed to put out a traditional leadoff man forever. Like, honestly, probably since Angel Pagan, they have been searching for somebody who can be a catalyst spark plug at the top of a lineup. Someone who can put some pressure on the base pass, right? Now, Kwan isn't necessarily a guy that's going to steal 40 or 50 bags. He doesn't have that Acuna-like speed. But he is a guy, as you saw in the three-game series against the Giants, he will take off. They will do hit and runs, you know, with him. And he is a guy that makes a pitcher throw over. Right now, the Giants do not have a guy like that on their roster. He's an excellent defender. He's got a plus arm. I think he slots into multiple spots for them in the outfield. He could be right field or left field. So I would love to make a move like that.
Again, something Love that it. Helps you now, something that helps you. Kwan's under team control through 2027. You know, again, he'd be a hefty price. It might cost you more than Doval, but Doval is also under team control. The Guardians, thanks to gambling, need a new closer. Maybe they're looking at how to replace Class A. These are all ideas that, to me, have to be on the table. 888-957-9570. Getting's in for Spadoni with Shasky. Is there anyone you don't want to see traded today from the Giants? And who has to go in your mind? Who is on the block that Buster Posey needs to try and get off of? Also, coming up at 8 o'clock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.